With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. House lawmakers are passing a bill that pushes out implementation of a voter-approved medical marijuana program by 6 months. It also sets up an interim committee to study that program and how it works within current state law. SDPB's Elise Drubinger reports.
Originally, Initiative Measure 26 would go into effect on July 1st of this year. Governor Kristi Noem and legislative leaders initially wanted a full year from that date to take a closer look at the program. After meeting with those leaders and cabinet secretaries, Noem's office says 6 months is sufficient to implement the medical marijuana program safely. Republican Speaker of the House Spencer Gosch is bringing the bill delaying medical marijuana implementation. He says getting a medical program in place is a large task.
And arguably a task that cannot be completed in the 37 days that we have on our calendar this year. So what I'm asking for is more time to be able to do this right, to honor the will of the people, and to correct some of the mistakes that were done in IM-26.
Backers of the voter-approved measure say it is self-executing. Melissa Metley is the president of New Approach South Dakota that backed the medical marijuana ballot question. Metley, along with other medical program supporters, say they want to work with lawmakers on the January 1st implementation date. They called on lawmakers to add patient protections while the state figures out how the medical program will look. House lawmakers rejected that idea on the floor.
It ripped all of that away, and we will continue to criminalize patients in the state of South Dakota until January of 2022.
The bill now heads to the Senate. Metley says she hopes the Senate will add those missing protections. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Schrubinger in Pierre.
A South Dakota judge has blocked Governor Kristi Noem from releasing documents and video in the investigation of the state's attorney general for striking and killing a man with his car. Defense attorneys for Attorney General Jason Roundsburg argued that the release of video of his interviews with investigators and other documents violated his right to a fair trial. A circuit court judge ordered Noem to halt plans to release more documents from the crash investigation. Noem had tried to ramp up pressure on the attorney general to resign earlier Thursday. A South Dakota Democratic lawmaker has formally requested the state's attorney general to determine whether Governor Kristi Noem's use of the state airplane to attend events hosted by political organizations violated state law. Democratic Senator Reynold Nessaba asked Attorney General Jason Roundsburg to open an investigation into whether Noem used state-owned airplanes for personal use, out-of-state political campaigning, and attending partisan political events. Noem flew in state planes to events in 2019 hosted by political organizations, but has defended those trips as part of her job as an ambassador for the state.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
The Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the FLDS, is a polygamous sect. It's had a compound in South Dakota for almost 20 years. The compound went up for sale Thursday, and SDPB's Seth Tupper was there.
The Custer County Sheriff's Office conducted the sale in the lobby of the county courthouse. About 40 people attended. The bidding started at $500,000 and went up from there. A deputy conducted the sale.
We're going to go ahead and sell it for $750,000 to bidder number one.
Three former FLDS members from Utah were the high bidders, but they don't have to pay for the property. They're owed almost $2 million in judgments from a lawsuit they won against the FLDS several years ago. Because nobody bid higher than them, they get the property as partial payment for those judgments. But the sale isn't final yet. The FLDS has a one-year redemption period to pay off the sale price and keep the property. Patrick Pipkin is one of the winning bidders.
I do want to let people know that this corruption of this church is coming to an end, and we are a part of that side that's helping correct and make a difference here.
The leader of the FLDS, Warren Jeffs, was convicted a decade ago of sexually assaulting girls he took as wives. He's serving life in prison in Texas. The South Dakota compound covers 140 acres in a remote part of the southern Black Hills near Pringle. It has several dorm-like structures, other buildings, gardens, and a guard tower. It's surrounded by fences and berms. Pipkin says he doesn't have plans for the property yet. He headed out to look it over after the sale. There are reportedly 20 FLDS members living in the compound who will have to vacate if the sale is finalized. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
A statewide protest against anti-trans legislation will take place this Saturday. The Transformation Project is a nonprofit organization dedicated to educating South Dakotans about gender identity and expression. The protest is in response to a bill being passed by House lawmakers. The bill bans transgender girls from participating in high school girls' sports. Supporters say it protects the integrity of sports teams. Critics see it as another attack on transgender individuals in South Dakota. Susan Williams is the founder and executive director of the Transformation Project Advocacy Network.
We will urge South Dakota senators to oppose this bad piece of legislation by sharing with them the stories of trans kids who we work with every day. And since this bill has been filed, we've been contacted by many transgender youth and their parents who are frightened by the relentless legislative attacks we've seen in South Dakota. We hope that legislators are aware of the painful message of exclusion sent by these bills to kids who simply want to live their lives and play on sports teams with their friends.
Williams hopes the protests will send a message to lawmakers that trans kids belong in South Dakota. The Transformation Advocacy Network has organized 7 protests on Saturday morning. They will take place in Sioux Falls, Watertown, Eagle Butte, Pierre, Rapid City, Vermilion, and Brookings. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.